Quincy Mayor, Thomas Koch, joining us once again for a City Hall update. How are you today, Mayor?
I'm well, Joe. Sun is shining. Beautiful morning.
Finally, we're getting the weather to cooperate for some of the outdoor events here in the city.
I know. About time. It really is.
It's just a sparkling Memorial Day, and even for the weekend concert, it didn't rain.
Well, I guess they had some intermittent showers.
No.
But they got through it.
They got through
a good crowd. Yeah.
Exactly. Let's hope that trend continues going forward, because there's so much to do yet.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Did you want to review the Memorial Day ceremonies? They were quite moving, I would say.
It was a beautiful day, first of all, weather-wise. The parade was well-attended. Because the highlight is the Beyond the Veterans is the North Quincy High Band, who were just tremendous. ROTC kids, the scouts, so many people involved in the parade. It's really a nice tribute. And then, of course, we finish at Mount Wollaston, the parade, and then we begin the ceremony. And, of course, it's the first ceremony since all the finishing touches have been done to Mount Wollaston with the gate and the new hand-carved granite podium that we did the program from in the veterans section there. So, actually, it was stunning. Of course, the guys do a great job, and everything was green because of all the rain we've had, so the grass looked good.
Yes.
Judge Jeffrey Clifford was our speaker, who did a remarkable job. He was a Quincy kid growing up and went to Massfield School, and very proud of his Quincy upbringing. He joined the Marine Corps and then went to college, got his law degree. Then after 9/11, he went back into the Marines at 35 years old, and saw a lot of activity and a lot of action and a lot of death in Fallujah. He talked about losing three of his Marine buddies due to an IED over in Fallujah. It was very moving, I thought, because we had Gold Star families. Mrs. Durkin was there, and Charlie and Gladys Caldwell were there, from both great Quincy people that lost a loved one serving the country. So, you know, it's a stark reminder that there is loss, there is sacrifice, and Memorial Day is the day that we put aside as a nation to remember them so they're not forgotten. And, of course, it started, you know, after the Civil War, and then, of course, it morphed into a national holiday to represent all conflicts and wars, those that gave the ultimate sacrifice. So it's a beautiful day. Christine Cugini, our Veterans Service Director, does a great job coordinating with the Quincy Veterans Council and all those involved. The cemetery guys did a great job with, as they mentioned, with the conditions of the cemetery. It looked beautiful.
For a lot of folks, I think it was the first time that they saw the improvements that have been made to the veterans section up at Mount Wollaston. A lot of folks lingered after the ceremony just to see the new monuments, the new flags, the new gate, as you mentioned. Really is transformative.
It is, and I think the way we rearranged the war monuments in chronological order, you can walk along and really read the names in each one of them. It's a lot easier to follow. And, of course, the World War II used to be the back wall to the old podium, so you never really saw it unless you went up into the podium area. So that's standing on its own now. Looks terrific. And so, you know, overall, I'm very pleased with all the improvements that were done there. Jim Edwards was a big help. Craig Howison, landscape architect, was a big help. We had a lot of beautiful, I shouldn't say beautiful, we had a beautiful work by a lot of great contractors. Matt Nichols and John Fulsham, both Quincy kids, were the major contractors on doing all the stone work and wall work and curb work, and really come out nice.
Yeah. Is that it now for the cemetery? Is that the
that's it for now?
Crowning jewel, yes.
trying to finish up Pine Hill now.
Yes,
which has come along beautifully as well.
Absolutely, yeah, very much so. Mayor, can we talk a little bit about a request that the city has put out for qualifications to begin performing arts, Adams Presidential Center, Cultural Center, Civic Space?
/...
What's the plan here?
Well, we're going to do a little work. We're looking to, looking to hire an architect to at least get us some conceptuals to see what could be. Before we go formally and get any approvals from the City Council or the board at the Adams Presidential Center, you need something to work with, Joe, you know. So we want to we want to get somebody, a good firm, on board, sit with us, talk about what we're looking to do, talk about the size and the needs and all that goes with it, and see what we can come up with for some recommendations. And then from there, go to the Adams Presidential Board, and more importantly, go to the City Council, because at some point we'd be looking for bond authorization to build it. I know that the Performing Arts Center is something the public wants. That's come up several times during the course of our surveys and discussions over the years with Quincy 400. And I also know that there's a lot of folks that have a great interest in the APC, the Adams Presidential Center, which would be tremendous for the city, for the region, and certainly for the state. So, so this is really the first logical step to get to a point where we can make some decisions.
Mm-hmm. So the thought is kind of an all-under-one-roof type of space?
That's the thought.
Yeah.
We'll see what, a qualified architect thinks on it and how we would make it work. But again, you got to start somewhere, so we want to get that discussion going.
Yeah. Do you have a location in mind?
Well, we're in around Quincy Center Station, so that's another thing we'll discuss with them to see what makes the most sense,
Yeah. So is the initial plan, several years ago for the Performing Arts Center at the end of Dunford Drive there, is that now null and void?
That is, we talked about a couple different places at the time, but yes, that is, we've shifted from that location, correct.
Okay. The deadline for these submissions is Friday, June 6th, though it's coming up quickly. What will happen after that?
Quickly. Yeah. Yep. Then we'll have the sit down, and we'll have a committee that will go through the qualifications, narrow it to three, interview three, and then recommend to me, an architect that we would hire for this purpose.
Okay. And there's no costs associated with this yet, is that right?
No, no. Yeah. This is very early on.
Sure. Very good. Mayor, I know you have a busy morning. You're meeting with some seniors in high school.
Yes, going over to Quincy High this morning for, I started a tradition a few years back by sponsoring a breakfast for the seniors before they leave us. So this morning is Quincy High, and tomorrow morning is North Quincy High. Gives me a chance to say hello and kind of more in person than at graduation night at the stadium and wish them all well and thank them for their contributions. It's just a nice tradition we've started, and I love to see the kids.
Absolutely. Very good. There's so much to talk about with Quincy 400, but we'll do that at another time.
Sounds good.
Enjoy the day, Mayor.
You too. Thanks, Joe.
Bye-bye.